With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The South prepares for severe weather.
Powerful storms with a threat of tornadoes are expected to punch through Louisiana and other parts of the South, just as huge parades and costume revelers are set to celebrate Mardi Gras. Twisters, damaging winds, and large hail are all possible as a strong storm system moves across the nation's midsection, with the bullseye zone stretching from East Texas to Alabama. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump's promised 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico go into effect last night. President Trump said he already put tariffs once on Canada and Mexico.
No room left for Mexico or for Canada. No, the tariffs, they're all set. They go into effect tomorrow.
Also at SRNnews.com, an explanation of why President Trump's address to Congress this evening is not being called the State of the Union.
President Donald Trump is giving a big speech before Congress Tuesday night, but it's not technically called the State of the Union. It looks just like a State of the Union address, which is a speech the U.S. Constitution says a president should give annually. And, like the State of the Union, Trump's remarks will take place in the U.S. House chamber, and they'll be carried live on TV. But Trump's speech is called a joint address to Congress. That's because the State of the Union is supposed to be a president's look back on the previous year in office, and Trump was just sworn in over a month ago.
The theme of President Trump's address to the joint session of Congress this evening will be the renewal of the American dream. A White House official said the president will focus on his record so far, the economy, border security, and his plan for global peace. A White House statement says the president has accomplished more in a month than any president has in 4 years. The joint address, they say, will be must-see TV. This is SRN News. A new poll focusing on America's spiritual beliefs.
The percentage of people who are non-religious is higher than ever, approaching one-third. But that doesn't mean that folks don't believe in anything bigger than themselves. The Pew Research Center reports that 83% of Americans believe in God or some sort of universal spirit. 86% think that every individual has a soul, not just a physical body. And 70% say there is an afterlife of some kind where all of us are going. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU will represent two restaurant workers in a gender identity discrimination lawsuit after the EEOC bowed out. The agency complied with President Trump's recent executive order against the federal government promoting transgenderism. The lawsuit against a Culver's restaurant in Clarkston, Michigan, claims that a woman posing as a man was fired after complaining that a coworker failed to use her preferred pronouns. This is SRN News. The CEO of a national grocery and pharmacy chain stepping down.
Kroger Chairman and CEO Rodney McMullen is stepping down after an internal investigation into his personal conduct. The company said that the investigation into McMullen's personal conduct was unrelated to the business, but was found to be inconsistent with Kroger's business ethics policy. Board member Ronald Sargent will serve as chairman and interim CEO, effective immediately. McMullen, who is 64, began his career with Kroger in 1978. He served as Kroger's CEO since 2014. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump says the U.S. stupidly gave away billions of dollars to Ukraine. Speaking at the White House, President Trump said Joe Biden gave away the money so Ukraine could fight Russia and got nothing in return. The president said Zelensky must come to the bargaining table with Putin if he really wants peace. More details at SRNnews.com.